unwritten rules you absolutely must follow in life.
Yeah, really.
Well, I know there are things you should do, like holding the door for the wife.
Yeah. You're going to get a good smack in the scrotum if you don't do that.
Well, yeah, no, that's happened before and that hurts.
Yeah.
All right, these are unwritten rules you absolutely must follow in life. These are suggestions from Reddit users. Don't ask for something if the person only has one left. For example, piece of gum, a cigarette, a piece of cake. There's only one left. Don't ask for it.
Yeah.
Buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
Yeah.
These are things you absolutely, rules you must live by.
Otherwise, you're a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. If you use up all the toilet paper, you go refill it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to be looking for your finger, using your finger. Yeah. Here I sit, fumes and vapors. The guy before me stole the papers. Look out, butt. Here I come. I'm going to use my finger.
That wasn't exactly right.
Well, the other one's not clean.
Right. If you borrow someone's car, fill up the tank before you return it.
Yeah.
Don't put your music on speakers when in a public space.
Oh, I hate that when people do that.
Yeah, that's absolutely rude. It's not like everyone wants the same genre or was in the mood for music. Get your headphones, dumbass.
Yeah.
Other rules in life you must absolutely follow.
Yeah.
According to the users of Reddit.
Yeah.
Don't start drama at a funeral.
Yeah, that's usually good.
Fighting with a sister and stuff. That happens a lot of redneck weddings, you know, because they've been doing beer on the way. Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the grocery aisle.
Yeah, people hate that.
If you're borrowing it for a third time, you probably need to own one of your own.
Yeah.
Don't propose at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, that.
Believe it or not, some people have done it. Off before on.
Yeah.
In other words, let the people off the elevator or train before you get on it. Rules to live by. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Mickey Gordon on MyNet Radio. Listen now.
Thank you, Gordon Program, iNet Radio. Time for a history lesson today.
Ah, the professor's in.
Yes, sir. 1973, on this day, Wilt Chamberlain retired from pro basketball. He had played 1,045 games over 14 years.
The Wilt, the Chamberlain, man, that guy's cool.
Yeah. 1979, in Pennsylvania, on this date, a pump in the reactor cooling system failed at Three Mile Island, the nuclear plant. And it was close to a meltdown.
But I guess systems worked.
Yeah. Big deal, though. 1983 on this date, Fred Jibb was sentenced to 28 years in prison in Phoenix for fraud and bigamy.
Yeah. What'd he do?
In 30 years, he allegedly had married 104 women in 28 countries.
Jeez.
I think he'd want to shoot himself after that. Imagine have 104 naggers there.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
That'd be kind of good. I never understood these guys who wanted multiple wives. I mean, you know, how do you have time?
Yeah, I've heard of like airline pilots for years, you know, had different families in different cities and they weren't found out for years.
Yeah.
1984, on this date, in the middle of the night, Robert Israe moved the Baltimore Colts to Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, that was a big deal.
They snuck him out overnight with Mayflower moving trucks.
Yeah.
I think the deal was the city was going to, like, seize the team for some reason. So, you know, middle of the night, gone.
Hey, where's the team?
Out the door.
1986, on this date, more than 6,000 radio stations of all formats
played We Are the World simultaneously at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
1995, on this date, singer Lyle Lovett and actress Julia Roberts announced that they were separating after 21 months of marriage.
Didn't work out well.
I kind of thought when that was happening, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. Lyle's an interesting guy, but I wouldn't see him with Julia.
2003, on this day, a Brighton named Eric Bush legally changed his name to protest the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The 72-year-old, who lived in southern France, says he was ashamed to bear the same name as the U.S. president.
Yeah.
He officially changed his name to Boussillon.
Boussillon.
That is the French term for Bush.
Bush.
2017, on this date, the world's largest dinosaur footprint was found in Kimberley, Western Australia. It measured 5.5 feet across.
That's one big animal.
Yeah. 2019, on this date, a study was published of a 71-year-old British woman who had a gene mutation that allowed her to never feel pain.
How did they work that out? She stick her hand in a meat grinder and nothing bothered her?
Apparently. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio, special events, and our birthdays coming up. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Got special events today. Monday, Thursday.
What the hell's that?
Don't know. It's on the list. You gave me the list. It is Children's Picture Book Day.
Kitties love it.
It is also Black Forest Cake Day, Hot Tub Day.
I can get into that one.
Something on a Stick Day.
Poop on a stick?
No.
It's Respect Your Cat Day and Weed Appreciation Day.
No. Wow, man.
And we're talking about the weeds in the yard, not the stuff we smoke.
All right.
Birthdays for today. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
38 years old today.
Wow.
Julia Stiles from the Bourne movies, 43. Former reality star Kate Gosselin, 49. Vince Vaughn from Freaky and True Detective, 54. Reba McEntire, 69. And Diane West from Mayor of Kingston and Life in Pieces is 76 years old today. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening. We got more stuff coming up. Mickey Golden,
iNet Radio.
So what is badly named, and what's a better name for it? A group of folks in the Mickey Gordon audience sent in their responses. And we got the following about what is badly named and what is a better name for it.
Yeah.
Dentures should be called substitutes.
Yeah. I've got my substitutes.
Why is a group of squid called a shoal when it could be called a squad?
Yeah, good point.
Abbreviation should be a much shorter word.
Yeah.
Other badly named things and better names for it. A jet ski is a dumb name. It's obviously a boater cycle.
Yeah, boater cycle.
Contractions in birth. Contractions should be called birthquakes.
Yeah.
Butt dials should be called booty calls.
I prefer, I know what a booty call is. I know that, but yeah.
Any other comments?
No, I'll stay out of that.
Headphones should be head speakers, and X should still be called Twitter. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Trivia time. According to a survey done a couple of years back, 6% of Americans think Christmas is the celebration of what?
Well, the only thing I can think of is Santa Claus.
Professor?
I'm going to say Santa Claus.
Bill?
Oh, yeah, I got to go Santa Claus. That's true.
You all three are correct.
Yeah.
In sports, the maximum width of one of these can be 42 inches.
Your cup?
No.
No. Professor? 42 inches? I don't, I'm not sure. My mind's drawing a blank.
Rick Chong, I know this from personal experience. Lane in professional bowling.
That is correct. The maximum width of one of these can be only 42 inches. That is a lane in professional bowling, and that does not include the gutters.
Yeah.
The average person will have 200 of these in their lifetime.
I'm going to say... diarrhea.
Okay.
Professor?
I'm going to go with, I'm going to say colds.
All right. Bill?
I like the diarrhea thing. Diarrhea.
The average person will have 200 of these in their lifetime, and the professor is right. It is, what is a cold?
Yeah.
And the number for the day today?
Yeah.
Is 28. That is the percent of car buyers who have felt like they were tricked into a deal. And that's according to a 2024 Harris poll. So there you go. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening to us today. It's Mickey Gordon. Come over here. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Here's another story you probably have not heard about.
No.
In Ashtabula, Ohio.
Ashtabula?
Yeah, there's actually a town of Ashtabula, Ohio. In Ashtabula, two roommates, Lauren B. Ferrallo, age 55, and Karen Cashbaum, age 63.
They sound inbred.
Likely. They were charged with abusing a corpse. It's true.
Yeah.
The charges came after they allegedly propped up their deceased roommate's body to take their roommate to the bank to withdraw money from the deceased's bank account.
Nice.
Police detailed how the pair, along with an unnamed accomplice, positioned the dead man's body in his car and drove to the bank to conduct the withdrawal through a drive-through teller window.
Yeah. Sounds like Weekend at Bernie's.
You know, the morbid act was discovered after they left the man's body at a medical center without providing any information about him.
Yeah.
The deceased was later identified as 80-year-old Douglas Lehman. The bizarre case came to light when the suspect Suspects rather returned to Lehman's home, and police showed up and they confessed, but they thought, hey, he doesn't need it. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We will catch you tomorrow. Mickey Gordon. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, a boy named Sue, and of course, President Bill Clinton. Yeah, baby. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024 Internetwork. iNet Radio.